It's time to talk with New England Patriots defensive back Devin McCourty. Our conversation with Devin is brought to you by Town Fair Tire and Big Y World Class Market. Good morning, Devin. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. Great, thanks. What does a bye week in the McCourty household look like?
We're actually in New York City for a couple of days. The kids are wild, you know, building last night. They stayed up late, woke up early, so... bye week's not off to the type of rest I want.
What was the biggest takeaway after Sunday night in Baltimore?
I think we just got to improve and get better. I think for us, kind of each game's like that, you know. But I think when you go into a bye week at this point in the season, 9 games in, you kind of realize, you know, the improvement is needed and it's needed now. You know, we go to the back stretch. Of having to play well, because that's what that's how your season's determined.
You've had plenty of these bye weeks in the past. Is this any different coming off a game like that?
Not really. You know, I think I don't even remember years, you know, year after year until someone brings it up. And I think Jay said he was talking to his wife, and she was like, then before the bye week, you guys played Tennessee last year, and you think back to it, and it was like, yeah, and that was ugly too. So, yeah. You know, I think, you know, you have to stick in that year and try to improve. And I think last year, that's what we did. You know, we went out there to Tennessee, got crushed, and came back. Didn't make a big deal of it, but understood how we needed to improve and play better if we wanted to have any chance of doing anything special last year. And it worked out, I think, because everything we said, we went out there and did it and worked our butts off for it.
We've heard of coaches who have basically buried the game tape after a terrible performance by a team, or buried the ball in the middle of the football field or something. Did you guys go over the Baltimore game chapter and verse, or did you kind of move away from it as quickly as you could?
10 years in, I can say we've never buried any game ball. And the only time we haven't gone over game film is if we had a short week. So we went over that game just like any other game, play by play. And, you know, around here, those are the worst games when it doesn't go your way. You know, Bill doesn't avoid that. We're going to go through it. We're going to get better. So, yeah, we all had to sit through there and watch that performance.
Their offense, Baltimore's, is obviously different than most of the other or every other offense in the NFL. Did they do anything that you guys hadn't seen or weren't prepared for? Or was it more a matter of just execution?
I think it was more execution. You know, obviously they did a couple things that were, you know, a little different. I would say they were minor things. I think it was things that we kind of expected from a team coming out of their bye week. You know, they're not going to come and do everything the same, but it was small little tweaks that they put in there. But I think it came down more to execution than them outplaying us.
Level of confidence still the same on this defense?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think anytime you lose, though, it's a humbling, you know, just moment for you. But I think as a defense, we understand what it takes to be good, and it's execution, it's preparation going into the week. And I think that hasn't changed for us. I truly believe that we have to keep doing those things. Just like if you win a game and you play well, you can't let that get you out of you know, your character. And if you don't play well, you can't let that deter you from doing what you've been doing all year.
You guys went into the Baltimore game understanding full well that Lamar Jackson was a unique talent at the quarterback position in the NFL. But did he surprise you a little bit with the things he could do?
Not really. And, I mean, I think it's more credit to him when you say not really, because I think every play he made in our game, we've probably seen a better play on tape. So, you know, he's that type of guy that, you know, no matter how much you watch and you prepare – he's still going to make some plays. Like, it's hard to just shut him down totally. And I thought we, at times, did a good job of just making sure he didn't kill us outside of the pocket. But I think his ability, there was a couple times it felt like we had him boxed in. He made a couple moves, you know. So he's a good player. And I think for us, we just got to move on and get ready to go for the bye week and then being ready to go when we come out of it and play in Philly.
N'Keal Harry activated off IR, didn't play in the game, but he is on the 53-man roster. Just based on what you've seen out of him in practice, what are his strengths right now as a receiver?
I just think he continues to get better. I think one of the things he does a really good job of is playing hard in practice. You know, he he at times he pisses off the DBs because he works his butt off, you know, out there blocking, out there getting open. I think that's been the good thing to see him back out there running around. But it's hard, you know, when you're a young guy, you're a rookie, and you miss that much time. You know, you just come out there, and I think it's everything in your game you have to work on. And I think as an older guy, that's been exciting to see him there every day, you know, after practice, getting working. So he's doing his best to try to get back out there.
Devin, any conversation between the defensive leaders and the offensive leaders, the captains or the leaders, any conversation about the direction of the team?
Nah, I think we got to be in there this week. I think even for the practice yesterday, it was all about improving and the things that we need to do better from not just the Baltimore game, but from, you know, the first 9 weeks of the season. But I would say that's kind of status quo whenever we get a bye week to go through the self-scout and be ready to go for the rest of the season.
What's on the sightseeing tour with the family today?
We haven't fully planned it out yet, so we're thinking about going to the Big Apple Circus. It's all depending on how these little ones act.